I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. Microsoft has found itself in the middle of a story about political repression in Russia. The New York Times recently reported that Russian authorities were raiding the offices of protest groups under the premise of checking for unlicensed Windows software. They'd seize computers, haul them away, attempting to silence those groups. Microsoft has been fighting software piracy for some time. They say 41% of software worldwide is pirated, resulting in $750 billion of lost revenue for the software industry. But Microsoft was quick to issue a response to these Russian raids, announcing Monday that non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, in Russia would be issued a blanket license, making all the software they run legal. It's a variation, they say, of their software donation program. Microsoft's move raises some new questions. Sharon Pian-Chan covers Microsoft for the Seattle Times. Sharon, does it create a situation where, you know, other groups in other countries can say, well, I'm opposing the government too, and I want protection? You know, the Tea Party in the United States can say, I'm opposing the government here. Do I get free Windows?
That's a good point. It actually does open up the window because this new software donation program will cover countries beyond Russia. So I asked Microsoft which countries are going to be covered. For instance, China is a market with lots of piracy issues, and Microsoft says they're still determining which countries will be included in this.
We contacted Microsoft. They pointed us to a blog post from their chief counsel outlining their position and their plans. That's available on our website. James Lewis is director of the Technology and Public Policy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Lewis, what about the precedent here? Can any NGO around the world now say, hey, you gave it to those groups in Russia, give us free Windows too?
I think they're going to have to expect to hear that. And, you know, their answer will probably be, if you live in a police state, maybe we'll do it. People have been cutting deals with Microsoft for years, and the company usually doesn't publicize it because they don't want the world to know that their pricing structure, their licenses, really vary from country to country.
Is Microsoft then forced into a situation where they make political decisions about the, you know, the benevolence or malevolence of certain governments? Do they need to take a position that, you know, they'll support a group that opposes this government, but not a group that opposes this other government?
That's a complicated issue, and companies have faced it before. And one thing that everyone likes to do, not just Microsoft, is see if they can use some existing U.S. government process to justify whatever they do. So Microsoft might, for example, hang their decisions on the annual human rights reports that the State Department puts out. That way they can say, it wasn't us who decided yes or no. We based our decision on the state process. And companies do that a lot. They like to be able to find a government process they can hide behind.
James Lewis from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you.
Thanks.
Another story we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Walmart will begin selling wireless service, $25 a month for unlimited talk and text. But if you want to use the data plan, it's $40 a month for 1 gigabyte of data. For reference, AT&T provides 2 gigabytes for $25. T-Mobile has unlimited data for $30. If you play the popular phone game Angry Birds, you'll soon be able to cheat. Game company Rovio will offer the Mighty Eagle. It's a bird that defeats every level, but it will cost extra. Comedian Paul F. Tompkins has written about his love of Angry Birds on our website. Paul, are you going to buy the Mighty Eagle?
John, this goes against the whole idea of Angry Birds, which to me is you're participating in a struggle. You're understanding the plight of these birds who have had their eggs stolen from these pigs. The fun of that game is figuring out how to just get the right amount of torque and pitch and yaw to knock down those little fortresses. That's the fun of it. And when you finally do it, it's very satisfying.
Should it be illegal? Should there be a federal court order outlawing the Mighty Eagle from existing?
Do you mean, am I going to make it my life's work to repeal this giant eagle
yes.
from this game?
That's
yes, I
question.
Am. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Good luck, Paul F. Tompkins.
Good luck to us all.
You can read more of Paul's thoughts at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.